Trigger warning. The following episode may contain content that some may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. In the small town of Ina, Illinois, a reliable employee is a no-call, no-show at his job, causing his coworkers and manager to become worried. They try calling, no answer. Police are dispatched to the man's home, and what they discover shook the town to its core. This is the story of the Dardeen family murder. Russell Keith, Ruby Elaine, and two-year-old Peter Dardeen were a well-liked family in their little town of about 450 people. They went by their middle names, Keith and Elaine, and were typical American family. They attended church, sang in the choir, worked honest jobs, and were now welcoming their second child to the family. Elaine was pregnant with their first daughter. She worked at the local office supply store, and Keith worked at the water treatment plant. Keith was a hard worker and reliable employee, so when he did not show up for work on November 8th in 1987, it raised red flags. His boss was immediately concerned and called Keith's phone. No answer. He then called his parents, and his parents said that they had not heard from him, and they also grew concerned. The police were called, and by nightfall, they had arrived at the Dardeen's mobile home. When the police walked in, they see Elaine and two-year-old Peter lying on the floor, brutally beaten to death by a baseball bat. Elaine had been beaten so ferociously that she went into labor, and the killer pulled the baby from her body and then beat the baby to death. Obviously, their first suspect would be Keith. There was no sign of him. He was nowhere to be found. But the next day, a hunter called police to report a body in a field. When they arrived on the scene, they see a gruesome sight. Keith had been shot 3 times and was left exposed with his genitals cut off. Some say they were shoved in his mouth. Police are lost. Their only suspect is now dead in front of them. The weeks leading up to the death of the Dardeen family, they were trying to get ready to move. They were going to sell their home because they thought the area had gotten too dangerous and did not have the room in their mobile home for the new baby. There had been several murders over the past 2 years, like over 10. And the town had been terrified by this string of killings, and they were already on edge when the Dardeens were killed. Even Keith was overly cautious about the people in the town. There was even a time when a young girl came to their home asking to use the phone because her car was broken. But he refused to let her in and shut the door in her face. When police started to look into the motive for the killing, they found nothing. There was no robbery, no rape, no adultery, no gambling or debt, no forced entry. A crazy thing about this case is that Keith's car was found parked in the police parking lot and had a ton of Keith's blood in it. It had to have been where he was shot or mutilated, or maybe both. Another odd thing is that Keith had been dead for several hours before his wife and son had died. So, had the killer drove him somewhere and left the other two at home? Why was this crime so violent? How could it have been random when it seemed so damn personal? In 2000, serial killer Tommy Lynn Sells admitted that he had been the one who killed the Dardeens. But the confession did not hold up because some of the details he gave did not match the evidence they had. He claimed that he had met Keith at a truck stop, and that he asked Tommy to come have a threesome with him and his wife. Tommy was a sexual assault survivor, and often his crimes were triggered by sexual acts. So when Tommy got to their house, he says he killed them. But that story doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Keith was overly cautious about anybody coming to his home. He wouldn't even let a girl come into his house to make a phone call, let alone a random man that he met at a truck stop to have a threesome. It seemed out of character. Did maybe Keith and Elaine know their killer and let them in? The killer might have said to Elaine and Peter that he was going to tie them up just so they couldn't make phone calls to the police, and that he was going to take Keith and they were going to do whatever his demands were. Maybe it was to get money. And so he used this tactic to keep them calm, tied them up, and then took Keith and the car. He would then murder Keith before going back and brutally murdering the other two. What had the Dardines done to make somebody hate them so much? How could this have been a random act? Was Keith maybe paranoid, not because of the town murders that had been occurring, but maybe because he was expecting for somebody to be after him? Had he done something to piss somebody off? The crime is still unsolved to this day. Thank you for listening. If you have not done so already, please leave us a review. This really helps our podcast grow and reach more listeners. I will be reading them out at the beginning of episodes to show my love and appreciation for all of you.